It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. New York City's public hospitals could soon face serious cutbacks after the state announced it won't hand over hundreds of millions of dollars in federal funding. The city's Health and Hospitals Corporation says it expected to receive a $380 million reimbursement for services dating back to 2013 by the end of last month, but the state budget office is refusing to hand it over. Now the city says it will sue the state if it doesn't receive the money immediately. Joining us now to break it all down is Daily News City Hall Bureau Chief Jill Jorgensen. Hey, Jill.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
So just to start, can you tell us what this money is for and why exactly the state isn't handing it over?
Sure. So it's essentially reimbursement for people who use Medicaid, Medicare, or are uninsured. And many of those people use the city's Health and Hospitals Network, which is a hospital of last resort for many. They're called disproportionate share hospital payments, but everybody calls them DSH payments. And the city was expecting them before October 1, which is the start of a new federal fiscal year. But the state says it can't hand the money over because beginning on October 1, cuts to the DSH program have gone into effect at the federal level. And so the state says it needs to hold on to the $380 million, half of which is actually a city match and half of which is federal, none of it's state money. But the state says they need to hold on to it so that they can more carefully parcel it out going forward to ensure that at the end of the year, Health and Hospitals doesn't hit some kind of a fiscal cliff. Health and Hospitals maintains that they've been expecting this money for months, and there's no reason to withhold it from them now because it's not subject to the cuts that we're talking about.
And that's what I was going to ask you about. If this money, it involves services dating back 4 years, how does that work here?
I mean, this is sort of the funding quirk of how health and hospitals and a lot of other healthcare systems work. About a third of the funding for health and hospitals comes from this kind of reimbursement from the federal government. The state's line is essentially, we know this money can't be cut, but we don't know what we're going to get in the future. So we have to be really careful with the $380 million, and we're going to have an audit of health and hospitals, and we want to make sure that everything is being done to save money and to make this money go as far as it can. The governor's talked about calling a special session in Albany to try to look at this issue. But again, from the city's perspective, this is services they've already rendered. They're the biggest provider of services to the uninsured in the state by far. And they are saying there's absolutely no reason and no real clear explanation for why we can't get this money that has already been allocated and hasn't been cut and is for stuff that we already did. And so for that reason, the city says it's going to file a lawsuit against the state. The details on that are a little sparse at the moment, but they say they're going to be bringing a suit. They'll have more to say next week, and that they want money immediately.
So while they're trying to figure all this out, what does it exactly mean for the city's public hospitals in the meantime?
We're looking at staff cuts through attrition. So that's not hiring people who retire. The Health and Hospitals Network has not been in good financial shape for a long time, even prior to this argument over funding. And so they had previously been filling only 50% of the positions that come open in any given month. Now they're going down to filling only 25%. The interim acting head of Health and Hospitals said today on a phone call with reporters that could mean fewer physicians, that there could be physicians who leave whose jobs aren't filled. And he's already started slowing down payments to the city's vendors to a crawl, was the phrase that he used. And that has implications both for the services and supplies in the hospitals, but also in terms of how much those vendors will charge the city for services or supplies in the future.
Does the city actually have any leverage here in a potential legal case?
You know, it's really not clear. I mean, this hasn't come up before, at least based on, people on both sides seem to be saying to us. But I'm sure the city is hopeful that even just the threat of a lawsuit might spur some movement. Of course, the city and the state governments don't always get along so great.
Right.
I think that's no surprise to anybody who pays attention to the politics in our state. And I guess the question here is, does this get lost in the shuffle as just another Governor Cuomo versus Mayor de Blasio squabble? Or can they really, parlay this discussion and this lawsuit into getting the funding that they want?
Jill Jorgensen is City Hall Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Thanks so much, Jill.
Thank you for having me.